I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop here, and I'm talking right now with Hari Kukkanen.
Pretty close. Kukkanen.
Let me try. Kukkanen.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, awesome. He's the vocalist of the Finnish death doom band Hooded Menace from Finland, of course, and they have a new album called The Tritonist Bell coming out August 27th on Season of Mist. How are you doing today, man?
I'm feeling, doing pretty good right now. It's finally getting not colder, but not so hot in Finland. It has been like almost unbearable hotness over here. So now it's finally like the summer weather I enjoy.
Yeah. So it's more acceptable for your vibe.
Yeah. Not necessary to wear only gym clothes outside. So kind of.
Yeah.
Wear proper clothes.
I wanted to mention that. So for months and months, and this was years ago, before we played Hooded Menace on the show, there was a fan every time we posted our Facebook playlist, and I can't name the guy, but every week, play Hooded Menace, play Hooded Menace. Why didn't you play Hooded Menace? Where's the Hooded Menace? And to the point where we were like, I guess we got to play Hooded Menace. And finally we play Hooded Menace, and he's like, "Good, finally, man." So shout out to that guy.
Yeah. Shout out. Yeah. That's great. Great one.
Your fans, man, devoted.
Yeah.
So I have a kind of a random question for you. We ask this of every musician we talk to. If you could pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar.
Scar on my body. Let me think. The one that comes in my mind is it's on my palm.
Okay.
Palm of my hand. It's I was a little boy back must have been less than 10 years old, and my cousin was looking after me and my brothers, and I was fooling around with a knife, like trying to scare the shit out of my cousin who was responsible for us, and like wanted to freak her out with like fake cutting myself.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of thing, like not actually cutting, but doing it the different directions, so it would look like bad, but didn't harm you. But after like 10 minutes of trying to get my cousin to look at it, I already pushed the track on my palm with a knife. So when I did the so-called fake slice, it wasn't fake at all, because it just went the track I had been pushing for over 10 minutes. So it's still there.
You were goofing, and you just you did it too real, man. You were just
got my palm bleeding out. So
too hardcore, dude. Too hardcore. Well, I want to talk to you about the record. So obviously, like I said, the Tritonist Bell coming out August 27th. And was this album? So, did you guys record this during the pandemic?
Yeah, we recorded it last year. So it coincided with the pandemic, but it was just like coincidence, like, because it had been already been on the works for years, and it was kind of planned to be recorded that year, last year, like, anyway. So
was it any different process for you guys as far as recording during a global pandemic? That must have been interesting.
Not actually, because because this band is for example, comparing to the other bands I've used to be, and I've been working with, it follows its own routines, and it's we've been recording in different locations, and everything is already prepared, like the pre-production wise, also like 100% when we enter the studio. Mm-hmm. And so it's there's nothing like we have to gather around, like, jamming and finding out what's going on, because Lasse, the main guy of the band, the guitar player who used to be the only guy back in the days with when the first album came out, he writes all the songs, so, and he does all the production, pre-production, so it's like a ready-made table. We just do our parts when it comes to the studio stuff. And for example, I did my vocals here in Helsinki, which is like I did last time as well. The other guys are living different parts of Finland in Joensuu area, so I didn't even go there, or they didn't come here when we recorded the vocals. So it was sort of isolated process anyway, and it was like that with the previous album as well.
Well, the way you recorded this album, have you guys gotten together at all to play the songs, or is that yet to come?
We didn't gather as a whole band a single time.
Oh wow! Okay.
I think the guys. The guys with the instruments, they did some of them that's like rehearsing over Joensuu when they were preparing the instruments to be recorded. But my first time with the vocals was actually recording it, and after that, oh wait a second,
no problem, dude.
I had an alarm to remind me of this interview. So yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. But, actually the first time I did the vocals with the other guys was when we, a couple of months ago when we shot the music video for the track, Those Who Absorb Night. That was the first time I actually was with all the other guys in the same room, like playing things since 2018.
Oh, wow. Okay. So even before the pandemic and all of that stuff. So,
Yeah. Because we haven't been doing any gigs since the Kill Bandit gig in 2018. So I've seen the other guys.
Yeah.
Like one at a time sort of thing. No, actually, I was actually lying. We did a photo shoot before that. Okay,
there you go.
But like, it was still this year. So, it's been a we live like the distance is quite long with me and the other guys. So it's just like that. Yeah.
So, I'm curious about. What you can tell us about the album, man. I know it's only a few weeks out and whatnot, but there's some diehard Hooded Menace fans that kind of want to hear some hints about the album or like what you can tell us about it. What can you drop us some knowledge about the album, man?
I think the most obvious thing when people get to listen to the album is that it has some classic heavy metal elements more than we used to.
Yeah, I was reading something about that, how there's a little bit of a Merciful Fate kind of influence and whatnot.
Yeah. Lasse has been like listening constantly, like the last few years, almost only the music from his childhood, like the 80s heavy metal, also the cheesy ones, not only the harder stuff, but also the very cheesy 80s heavy metal. And it's kind of a, you can kind of hear it from the record. And it's, when it comes to that kind of, not up tempo, but more mid tempo heavy metal riffs going on.
Yeah.
And mixed with the maybe more classic death doom elements. It's kind of a natural, and it makes sense that the sound is also a bit different. We wanted to have the production with more punch to it.
Sure.
Instead of just like the muddiness.
The dirgy, kind of grimy sound, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a kind of a, in my point of view, it's a kind of a cool mix of the classic Hooded Menace sound with the Lasse's like beautiful melodies and the crushing riffs, but also blended with the heavy metal like riffing and stuff like that. So it's I think that's the most obvious thing about the new album that people might get like be surprised even, but I think it's cool. Yeah.
So what you're saying is it's going to be all falsetto, high-pitched Judas Priest style vocals, right? You're just going to be I'm just kidding, dude. I'm just
kidding. Yeah, actually, the funny thing that you point out, the Judas Priest, because we did for the special edition CD, we did a Wasp cover.
Oh, wow.
Torture Never Stops. And
yeah.
We even did a demo of Judas Priest's Nightcrawler.
Nice,
like doing the Hooded Menace style, but it appeared that it didn't fit as well as the Wasp cover.
Okay,
to our sound, mostly because of the Halford's vocal, how the whole songwriting is centered.
Oh yeah,
the vocal harmonies of the Halford's voice. So. Didn't make sense to do the death metal version of it. Like we couldn't do justice for the song in a way that I think the Wasp works. So,
okay.
Yeah. But the funny thing about the sound is that, not actually funny thing, but the cool thing, in my perspective, about the sound is that we had the Andy LaRocque.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, King Diamond guitarist to do the mixing and the guitar recordings with us.
So he knows that sound, dude. He knows.
Yeah, he knows the sound, and he was a kind of a it was the sound we were after. So
that's perfect.
It was really cool to get him on board, and it was And it worked well. He was really down to earth guy to work with, and everything went really smoothly. So, awesome. Yeah.
Well, you were talking about your fellow your bandmate who was listening to a lot of like classic heavy metal and whatnot to inspire the writing of this album. And I'm curious about what was kind of your introduction to metal. What were some of your first favorite metal bands, and what got you into the heavier stuff?
I got into the heavier stuff like a couple of times in my life. I think the first introduction was when I was a little kid. My dad, he used to have that, he had plenty of LPs of the classic heavy rock, hard rock stuff.
Yeah,
like Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, mm-hmm. Dio, something like that.
Nice, yeah,
like. If I have to like recall the first like memories of actually digging really digging heavy metal, it was he had a VHS video of Dio's concert he did on the Last in Line tour.
Yeah,
and with a Vinny Appice on the Pyramid doing the drum solos and stuff. So that was kind of my first introduction to heavy metal, and kind of hit really hard for the kid I was. But for the more extreme metal,
yeah,
I must have been like more like 18 years old. I used to listen to punk and hardcore punk stuff, and got like, and that was the my gateway to like for example thrash metal or death metal and grindcore and stuff like that. So I was very into hardcore punk and started to listen to I think the first ones must have been like Napalm Death.
Nice.
Like from the punk and grindcore perspective, and some Slayer, early Sepultura, Sodom, like these classic thrash, dirty thrash bands. Yeah, and yeah, like Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah,
all those stuff. They were like the first ones I got into, and so it was after that. It was just like going deeper into the underground music and stuff.
Oh, I'm familiar with that feeling, dude. So you're wearing a Barrett shirt right now. I'm curious, what was your first metal t-shirt you ever got?
My first metal t-shirt. That is a hard one because I didn't wear when I was a kid. I didn't wear band merchandise.
Okay.
I had a Kiss shirt.
Nice.
When I was 10 years old.
Cool.
But it's a questionable thing whether it's metal or not. But yeah, in the same category.
Absolutely.
Cool rock music. But it's
when you're a little kid, Kiss is the most metal thing ever. Like that is metal when you're a little kid, dude.
Yeah, all the makeups and stuff like used to put on the Peter Criss makeup.
Absolutely.
Nice. On myself as a 10-year-old. Yeah.
So I have a question for anyone who wants to be a vocalist or is a vocalist and they look up to Hooded Menace and they want to know and they're maybe getting into, you know, the routine of, you know, trying to, you know, kind of strengthen their voice. Is there anything that you do in preparation on tour to kind of strengthen your voice, or is there a routine you have before shows or anything?
Not exactly. I guess I should have, but I'm just too lazy. I like with every other thing I do in music, I don't enjoy like practicing, like be an instrument or be a like vocal stuff. I usually just do and learn by doing. And it's sometimes you like while learning you do some mistakes and you pay the price, like losing your voice and stuff like that. But it's for me it's just like finding the way to use my voice that feels natural, and it's and gets me on a like doing it for a necessary time.
Okay.
But it's I think probably the things is that I try not to shout out too loud after the shows. For example, back in the days when you were still actually hanging out in the bars,
yeah,
after the shows with plenty of people and music loud. It's I think that's the most toxic thing you can do for your voice, especially if you have to do the next day, like being on tour or something like that. So trying to shut up after the show and like rest,
let other people do the talking.
But I'm not that too good at it. I usually fail with that.
Well, I'm curious. I just have a couple more questions for you, man. And again, I'm talking, we're talking about the new Hooded Menace record that's coming out August 27th. And I'm stoked to hear it. So you can pre-order it now through Season of Mist. I am curious though about, now this is not trying to be any kind of like political question here. I don't want you to piss off any of your bands in Finland, but I am curious. We all know the big four of American thrash, right? Megadeth, Slayer, Anthrax, and Metallica. What? How did I forget Metallica? What, in your opinion, is the big four of Finnish metal and your personal?
Oh no,
favorites.
Yeah, that is a tricky one. I start with Beherit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are just geniuses. And then I'd say Unholy.
Okay.
I was just listening to the Second Ring of Power, like before we started the interview. It gets really hard to. I'm trying to look at my record shelf. because now we're down to last two.
Yep.
So it gets harder. Harder to pick. Kind of a, it's funny that like, wait a sec. Now I feel that I'm actually just like, I'm thinking too much because I can get a hold on anything.
Yeah. Sort of
thing. But yeah, Beherit and Unholy, it's a no-brainer. They're definitely the starting point.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't need to, you know, I did throw that on you. I did not prepare you for this interview. There's no pre-interview prep or anything. So just know that he loves Finnish metal. So that's all you need to know is he obviously has a lot going through his head and he can't, whittle it down to just four. So just know that when you're watching this interview. So.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, man. Well, one album that we wouldn't expect the singer of Hooded Menace to like. What is one album in your collection that is just like you love, but isn't exactly metal? Something that people wouldn't expect for the guy from Hooded Menace to love.
I got lots of like non-metal stuff in my record collection. Also, like nothing to do with rock music.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. What is the most surprising one? Because there are lots of like the old Finnish music, like the kind of stuff like people in Finland, like you say, ordinary people.
Is it like folk music kind of?
Yeah, something like that. But I don't think that's too like surprising one, like at least in Finnish perspective.
Sure.
So right now when I'm looking at my record collection over there, I think Johanna Kurkela might be the one that even some Finnish people might be surprised with.
Okay.
She's a vocalist of like her own music, the solo stuff. It's like sung in Finnish, really etheric female voice, and it's nothing to do with the metal or rock and roll, or it's not even like experimental music. It's just like it's kind of a popular music in some people, but she's the one that actually nowadays is married with Tuomas Holopainen of Nightwish, and they do some projects together. She sang on Tuomas Holopainen's Scrooge McDuck album and stuff. Not that those are actually too much of my liking. I like her solo stuff better. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's that might be the most surprising one.
Right on, man. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to field these random questions from out of nowhere. And it's been great chatting with you, man. So again, the album is coming out August 27th on Seasons of Mist, Hooded Menace, The Tritonist Bell. Been talking with Hari. Any final words, man, for the metal shop or the metal audience here in Seattle?
I don't have any prepared, but I have to say that I've been to Seattle once when we were touring in 2016 with Demilich and Vastum.
Yes.
I know those are great one. And the final show I did with them was in Seattle at Highline Bar.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool place. And I'd like to send my hello to Dylan from Bellwich, who owns the place, because he's a great guy, and he just lots of love to Dylan.
Shout out to Dylan from Bellwich, man. Yeah. Awesome. Harry, thank you so much for taking the time, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Have a good one, okay?
Yeah, you too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.